76-year-old Eve Tetaz is set to appear before a senior D.C. Superior Court judge on four misdemeanor charges Friday. Her crime? Engaging in civil disobedience to nonviolently protest the continued war and occupation of Iraq. Tetaz says she will plead no contest to the charges, which may result in jail time. The judge may decide instead to refuse her plea, which will result in trial. Tetaz, a longtime advocate for the poor on issues of economic and social justice, also founded Life Pathways, a nonprofit that helps single parents become financially independent. The 76-year-old retired public school teacher says that in protesting the war, she was obeying a higher law which decries the crimes against humanity that take place in Iraq. Tetaz hopes that publicity around her case will galvanize people toward action and adds that if she's sentenced to time for demonstrating in Washington, D.C. against the war, she'll get a good chance to meet good people in jail. Code Pink's Kyle Murphy, Reverend Lennox Yearwood of the Hip Hop Caucus, and Adam Koresh of Iraq Veterans Against the War are all scheduled to speak on Tetaz's behalf on Friday, and her protests against the Iraq War have become an inspiration for young and old alike. We're joined on the line from Washington, D.C. by Eve Tetaz. Welcome to Uprising.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
It's really great to have you. Thank you for making some time for us today. I want to ask you about this point that you stated in terms of galvanizing people towards action. I wanted to ask you about your own evolution within this movement and what galvanized you to join social causes in general and protest the Iraq War in particular.
Well, actually, it happened last year, well, even before the beginning of the war, when I used to pass the White House and see a group of women who identified themselves as being with Code Pink protesting the war and the violence of war. And then actually, a couple of years, I think it was 2 years ago, was my first arrest in June when I was with a group of task people. You know, they're the organization that is made up of people that have escaped, that have sought asylum here in the United States from their countries as torture victims. Well, they were having a demonstration, and, you know, I was extremely impressed with them and their story, so I joined. And then after that, it just sort of evolved that the people that I met seemed to make such excellent sense that I became more and more involved. And then progressively, I began to think, as Thoreau says, that the place for the just person is inside prison if the government continues to do immoral and illegal actions that are condemned by the religious authorities and the highest moral authorities. In other words, the idea of that there is indeed a higher law. This does not replace the present law. I do not question the right of the court to condemn me, to find me guilty. But what I am saying is that there is a higher law, and that actually I am upholding the law and giving validity to the law by speaking this truth to power, that we are presently engaged in an illegal, preemptive, immoral action that is condemned by the international court and the highest moral authorities. So, there you are.
Now, Eve Tetaz, you're part of a growing number of people that have been arrested by Capitol Police. It seems like Capitol Police, from what I've heard in the past few weeks in particular, have really started to target a lot more anti-war activists.
Indeed, yes, it seems so. Now, your introduction stated that about the plea tomorrow. That is, if the judge does accept my NOLO plea, that means that I will be immediately sentenced. But if he says that I need to go to trial, then he will give me a trial date for the future. And in connection with what you said about the court, you know, the police requiring more and more that we be muffled, you know, I really don't know what is going to happen. But I do think that this is good news in a sense, because this means that they are finally listening and they are afraid.
Now, how have you prepared yourself for jail if, in fact, the judge does accept your no-contest plea and orders jail time?
Well, because I have already spent several nights in jail, and because I already have been sentenced to 2 days in the D.C. jail for, I don't know, previous stuff, it will not be a brand new experience. And one thing I will know is to dress warmly, because I was freezing. But how am I prepared? I am prepared to meet my sisters in chains and to simply speak up for what I believe is the next right thing to do, which is to be where I am, whether it be in jail or out on the street. So if I am in jail, so be it. And I must say that my personal experience in jail has been very a wonderful growing experience for me. I have experienced the greatest kindness and understanding of the women that I call my sisters in chains, and also the marshals themselves. They have treated me with respect in, you know, many, many different ways, and I don't think that I would be getting anybody into trouble if I said that several of them have expressed their support for what I am doing.
I want to remind our listeners that I'm speaking with Eve Tetaz. She's a 76-year-old retired public school teacher, and she may face some serious jail time this Friday when she appears before a senior D.C. Superior Court judge on 4 misdemeanor charges related to nonviolent protest against the war and occupation of Iraq. I want to talk to you about what we can expect on Friday. I want to ask you about this. What is this particular case related to? Because you've been arrested 6 times in the first half of this year, correct?
Something like that. I have not kept count. But, okay, there are 2 incidents. One incident, I was given a charge of disobeying a lawful order and being boisterous. And that incident was mournfully and quietly, I dressed myself in sackcloth and ashes, and some friends quietly and reverently poured ashes over my head. This was to demonstrate or symbolize Rachel mourning for her children because they were no more. And I was arrested for that. Then the other action was I, with a group of people, went to New Jersey Avenue and Independence Avenue on the corner. We placed an American flag upside down as a symbol of distress to demonstrate our protest against this terrible, terrible slaughter of innocents in this country. And there I was given, for that action, I was given three charges: failure to obey a lawful order, disorderly conduct incommoding, and the third charge, incommoding an unlawful assembly. And Friday, I will be pro se, which means that I will be speaking for myself, but Mark Goldstone, a lawyer, is going to appear with me as my lawyer advisor in case, you know, a legal person is needed. And I must say that he is, you know, just a wonderful spokesperson for truth and justice and so on. But anyway, so what I'm going to ask the judge is if I can plead nolo contendere, which means that I do not contest what the police are saying about me, but I plead not guilty. And therefore, I'm wishing to be to do away with the expense and the, well, the enormous expense of the trial, and also the exhausting process of the trial, and just, you know, do it what has to be done at the moment. But if the judge refuses the nolo plea, then he will schedule a trial for all four charges, that is, the four charges of the two actions at a later date. And I might say that I must say that the prosecution already offered me a plea bargain, which said that I would plead guilty to some of the charges and go to jail for 5 days. Hmm. Well, I don't care about the jail, but I will not plead not guilty. I mean, I will not plead guilty. I will continue to maintain the fact that, in fact, I am upholding the law.
Eve Tetaz, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for listening to me.
Very inspirational. We've been speaking with 76-year-old Eve Tetaz. She's a retired public school teacher who will be appearing in a D.C. Superior Court on Friday.